Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world. But to welcome to the show four exciting, talented players who are going to show their skill and talent as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, or repetition, or deviation. And they are seated on my right, Tony Hawks and Josie Lawrence, and seated on my left, Giles Brandreth and Angela Barnes. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me is Hayley Sterling, who's going to help me with the score. She's got a stopwatch here, and she will blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we begin the show with Tony Hawks. Tony, my first job. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
My first job was as an advisor to Ted Heath. And I said to him, go for it, mate. Let's get into Europe. What could possibly go wrong? He was very grateful to me, let me tell you that. My first job interview went terrifically well until the final question, which was, do you have any weaknesses? Yes, I'm too honest, I replied. To which he said, I don't think that's a weakness, and I...
Josie, you challenge first.
Repetition of weakness.
Yes, you repeated weakness.
Weaknesses.
Oh, weaknesses, he did in a
weaknesses.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, you all thought I was right until then.
So it was an incorrect challenge,
Tony. It was an
very
incorrect
clever.
Challenge.
You played the game before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, thank you.
Right. Tony, you've got a point for an incorrect challenge. There are 27 seconds available still. My first job starting now.
To which I answered, I don't give a toss what you think. I didn't get the job.
Giles' challenge.
Repetition of think.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I think I did,
earlier
yes.
On, you said
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Well
he's
done.
Definitely
yeah.
Right.
Well listened, well remembered. Giles, you have the subject. You have a point for a correct challenge. 24 seconds available. My first job starting now.
My first job was as a chorister at Holy Trinity Brompton Church in London. We prayed for people in the congregation to die because we got 5 shillings for a funeral, but only 0.5 crown for a wedding, and just a bob for doing the average matins. On our knees, we would say, dear Lord, would you please kill that old codger in the front pew?
So, at the end of that round, Giles Brandreth speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point, and he's now in the lead at the end of the round. Josie, will you begin the next round? The subject is cats. 60 seconds if you need it. Tell us something about cats, starting now.
I am an animal lover. I love dogs, parrots, hamsters, but my favourite has to be cats. I always have cats in my house, those usually lovely little heartbeats that go from room to the next place.
Challenge.
The hesitation earlier on. I was thinking about it, and then I thought, this is going nowhere.
No, Giles, I know you played
the game. I was about to tell you all about my pussy.
Judge, I think that was a bit harsh.
I agree.
I think she'd reached the point of real hesitation within the rules of Just a Minute. So, Josie, an incorrect challenge. You have a point. You still have the subject. You have 45 seconds if you need it, starting now.
I got into cats because I had my heart broken in 1990 and went to visit a friend of mine. And next door, his neighbour was part of the Cats Protection League. And over the fence, I saw lots of different cats. Three-legged.
And your challenge.
That repetition of cats.
No, you can repeat the subject on the card.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, yes, no, you're right. It's not cat, it's cats.
No, it's cats.
OK, sorry, Josie, my bad.
It's all right, mate.
No, it doesn't really matter. You haven't played the game before. We won't charge anything for that.
No, don't worry. There will be another mistake soon.
31 seconds still available, Josie. Cats starting now.
She lifted over the garden.
Tony Challenge.
I think we had garden fence before.
Yeah. We had the garden fence before. Yes, Josie, we did indeed. So, Tony... 28 seconds are still available. Tony, tell us something about cats, starting now.
I wrote a song about cats once. I shall attempt to give you some of the lyrics. Dogs are great to be with. They are really good fun. You can put them on a lead and take them for a walk and let them off and take them for a run. You can call them Rusty and Rover and shower their heads with pats.
Giles' challenge.
It was all about dogs. It was nothing to do with cats at all. I'm sorry. Deviation. A moment or two we would have allowed.
Giles, but frankly, what do you think was about to rhyme with
pats? I know it was.
Giles, I agree with you. Your diatribe went into gobbledygook.
Well, I talked about
so
it 7 seconds,
coherent enough
then
for me
set to... up Pats, which was clearly going to rhyme with cats. And I was stolen from me.
I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. And if I can redress it later on, I will. And Giles, there are 16 seconds still available. And a point for you, of course. Cats, starting now.
McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw. For he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. For when they reach the scene of crime, that cat's not there. The quotation...
Sugar, I've done it again.
You anticipated a repetition that didn't come?
Yeah.
So what's the challenge, darling?
There isn't one, sorry. It was cats and cats.
Yes, there's cats, and he didn't. They're all cats. But,
does this mean that Giles will have to pay a royalty to whoever wrote the lyrics to that?
Yes.
At least I had the good grace to sing one of my own songs.
Yes.
Giles, you were challenged with only 3 seconds to go. It was incorrect. You have another point. 3 seconds. Cats, starting now.
Thomas Stearns Eliot is the author of...
So at the end of that round, Giles speaking as the whistle went again. That extra point he's increased his lead at the end of the round. Angela Barnes, we're with you to begin. And the subject we've got for you is Brighton Pier. Have you any associations with Brighton?
I live in Brighton, so that's quite handy.
Probably why they gave you the subject.
Could be.
So, Angela, first time, Brighton Pier. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
I love Brighton Pier. It is one of the most optimistic places in the United Kingdom because on Brighton Pier, the shops sell buckets and spades. If you've been to Brighton, you will know it is a pebble beach. I'm not entirely sure what people are supposed to do with said items, but that's what they sell. I love Brighton Pier because it is a beautiful piece of Victorian architecture. There are, in fact, two piers in Brighton. One is called West Pier, although that is now just a shell. It has been burnt down several times. It looks now more like the body of the inside of a whale, if a whale was made of wood.
Oh. Well done, you went for nearly 40 seconds.
Oh. Yes, that was good.
You were all very generous, because I'm sure I repeated
something. There was no repetition until she did whale. There was none at all. It was effortlessly brilliant.
Thank you.
We are on notice here. Yes.
You challenged first. What was the challenge?
A repetition of whale.
Yes. So, Giles, 22 seconds, Brighton Pier, starting now.
In fact, I think there have been 3 piers in Brighton. I only know this because I'm one of the patrons of the National Piers Society. I got involved thinking it might end up with me in the House of Lords. That was a misapprehension under my part. So I go there as often as I can to recreate the magic of that film, Brighton Rock, set on Brighton Pier with Richard Attenborough as a young criminal called Pinky.
Giles Brandreth was issuing as the whistle went and has increased his lead at the end of the round. Tony Hawkes has got a couple and so has Josie and Angela's yet to score, but she's contributing a great deal. Giles, your subject we have to start with is Dick Turpin. Tell us something about Dick Turpin in this game, starting now.
Dick Turpin, an unfortunate name for an accountant, but as he was recommended by Jimmy Carr, I thought I would give him a go. It turned out that this smooth-looking young man was in fact a direct descendant of the original Richard Llewellyn Fleece Montgomery Turpin, the famous highwayman, who was, as you will recall, executed in York at the Assizes following some horse hustling. This criminal individual, Dick Turpin, is a role that I myself essayed when I began in repertory theatre many years ago. I looked the part, young, lean, a stomach pulled in, a chin pushed out. I really was gorgeous. The man playing my grandfather...
Josie, you challenge first.
Repetition of man.
Yes, oh, I thought she was challenging gorgeous. I'm so relieved. That's fine.
Well, I thought she was too, but... Josie, yes, a correct challenge of a repeated man. 19 seconds available to you to take over Dick Turpin, starting now.
Stand and deliver your money or your life. There's a kind of romanticism about highwaymen, especially Dick Turpin. You remember that film, Carry On Dick? What a wonderful romantic movie that was.
Angela, challenge.
Repetition of romantics.
You well listened, Angela, yes. Right, and there are 7 seconds now for you to take over the subject of Dick Turpin, starting now.
I don't know much about Dick Turpin, but I do know that Adam Ant...
Oh, Tony, you challenged me.
Repetition of no.
Never yeah. No, oh. Yes, there we are. Tony, 3 seconds, a correct challenge, of course, a point. 3 seconds, Dick Turpin, starting now.
Adam Ant, the dandy highway...
So Tony Hawk, speaking as a whistle win, gained that extra point. His move forward. He's in second place, just ahead of Josie Lawrence and Angela Barnes. And in the lead still is Giles Brandreth. And Tony, we're with you to begin again. And the subject now is the Orient Express. Tell us something about that lovely train in this game, starting now.
On the Orient Express, you can pay a small fortune to travel on a train for 4 days. The cheaper option is to buy a return to Edinburgh and let Network Rail take care of the rest. Something I did a few years back. But let's not go into that now, because it would be deviating. I want to stick very much with this subject that I've been given. I could get picked up on that, and heaven forfend, I wouldn't want that to happen again.
Giles Jones.
Enough of this blathering.
What's your challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Deviation from the subject. He mentioned the Orient Express at first, then he went to Edinburgh, and then he procrastinated, burbling on about inanities.
Nicholas, I've got 3 words to say in my defence.
What's that?
Oh, it's 4, actually. Benefit of the doubt.
Oh, yes, you deserve it. You had it. I gave it to you before.
You did.
I promised if I could redress the balance, I would. Tony, benefit of the doubt, and a point for an incorrect challenge. 32 seconds, the Orient Express, starting now.
I used to travel on the Orient Express every other weekend until it became very disappointing because Leighton Orient's home form was abysmal. So instead, I took the much longer journey down to Venice.
Repetition of journey.
Yes,
a journey
took
to Edinburgh
journey before. You did repeat the word journey. And 15 seconds, Giles, a correct challenge again. And the Orient Express is with you, starting now.
The Orient Express is a fine fast food Chinese restaurant that I know in Mill Hill. But the Orient Express we are probably talking about is the train that takes you all the way to Venice, on which I went with Nicholas Parsons' wife, Annie. She and I decided to run away together.
You could have had him for deviation then about being on the Orient Express with our wife, Annie. If not, I'll have words with her afterwards. So anyway, Giles, you were speaking as a whistle went, gained an extra point. You've increased your lead at the end of the round. Josie Lawrence, we're back with you to begin. And the subject now is comfort food.
Oh.
Oh. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
When I was a student and rather poor, my favourite kind of comfort food was that substance that the aliens used to talk about on telly, laughing at us for the way that we ate ours. It was called smash. I would put these little bits into a bowl, cover them with boiling water, and spread the unctuousness thickly onto 2 slices of white bread. Squash them down with my hand and eat such wonderful comfort food. The other thing I enjoyed was a basin of the delight of angels. I think we all know what I'm talking about. Strawberry flavour, never butterscotch. Are you mad? Now, I also love mashed potato.
Right, Tony Challenge.
Is there a repetition? I don't know, actually.
I said smash.
Yes, repetition potato?
No,
potato. I don't think she's done anything wrong.
She said
very
smash
well done.
Before. No, she said smash before.
I bet
before.
I'm making you all and hungry as
no,
well.
No. Not really,
what,
darling.
Smash them.
Yeah, smash sandwich.
Well,
try
it.
It's
having the reverse
good.
Effect upon me. Tony, incorrect challenge.
Yes.
So, Josie, you still have the subject, and you have a point, of course, and you have comfort food still. 12 seconds starting now.
It's a wintry day, and you're feeling sad. The rain is beating on the window. What better thing to do than make yourself some comfort food? If you get some salmon and...
So, Josie Lawrence, with then speaking as a whistle went... And get an extra point for doing so, has leapt forward. And Angela, it's your turn to begin.
Okay.
The subject is jogging. Are you a jogger?
Vaguely.
How do you jog vaguely? Tell us. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
I have recently begun jogging so that I can join the realms of people that get to feel smug when they tell everybody on Facebook that they have been jogging. I've never jogged before, but what I did recently was download an app onto my mobile telephone device, which is called Couch to 5K, and it takes somebody like me who has never jogged before. And,
Tony Challenge.
Yes, repetition of jogged.
Because it's jogging on the subject. You can repeat that, but not the one you said, all right? Mm-hmm, yeah. So, well, listen, Tony, 37 seconds are still available. Jogging with you, Tony, starting now.
I find I need my memory jogging more these days. Recently, I went upstairs, and when I got there, I'd completely forgotten that I live in a bungalow. Which meant I was stuck up there for some time until the...
Jodie challenged.
A repetition of up.
Yes, yeah. Upstairs. No, upstairs is one word.
No, it was up there.
He went up there.
He went up there, didn't he? Yes, Roy, quite right. So, Josie, well, listen, 17 seconds are still available. Another point to you and the subject of jogging, starting now.
When I go for my stroll around my local park, there are lots of people passing me. These people are jogging.
Yes.
Ah, people.
Oh. Yeah, people.
Who need people?
Tony?
Repetition of people.
Yeah, people, right. There are 10 seconds still available. Another point to you, and jogging as a subject, starting now.
I went jogging in America once. Do you know what they say when they're coming in the other direction? How are you doing? As if you're going to stop and give them a detailed description of what's happening when you're running. Are they insane?
So, Tony Hawk, speaking as a whistle, went gained that extra point. And Giles, it's back with you to begin. And the subject now, going to the hairdresser. The reason they're laughing, by the way, listeners, is because they're looking at Charles's top knot.
or sadly, lack of it.
60 seconds if you need it, Giles, starting now.
How do you want your hair cut, they ask. I always say, in silence, please, and preferably in private. But it seems to be impossible because you sit in the window and others come and stare. People in the street mock you as your poor little bald pate is being massaged a bit and they're combing what locks you've got towards the front. I hate it. I only go on there because Nicholas once told me that his life had been changed by going to the hairdresser. The hairdresser there said to him, I'm going to recommend you to the Bolting Brothers to take part in a series of movies. Ah, my friend, the host of this program, couldn't believe his luck. This Scots barber went on. These lads make fine movies. You could...
And a challenge.
It's a repetition of movies.
Yes.
Did I say movies before?
Yes, you did.
You sure?
So.
1 point for a correct challenge and 13 seconds available. Going to the hairdresser, starting now.
I find going to the hairdresser very stressful because I hate having to look at myself in a mirror for that length of time. So I tend to do my own hairdressing. I dye my hair. You may be surprised to know this isn't my natural colour. My dad wasn't a fraggle.
So Angela Barnes was then speaking as the whistle went and has gained that extra point. And Tony, it's your turn to begin. And the subject now is the one that got away. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Given that I had long and wonderful relationships with Julia Roberts, Andy McDowell, Jennifer Aniston, it's difficult to know which one really got away.
Giles challenge.
All three of them got away. And he was nowhere near any of them in the first place, except in his lurid, fantastical dreams.
Well, I don't know whether they were lurid and fantastical.
I do. I know Tony quite well. They were.
So, Giles, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I have a point for that, and you have 47 seconds if you need it. The one that got away, starting now.
I earn a bit of my living doing voiceovers, and the one that got away recently was the M&S Christmas commercial. I was sad about that. Instead, I was given the one for the Tenor Flex Plus Super Soft Incontinence Pad.
Josie challenge.
Repetition of the one.
The one, yes.
Oh. The one that's on the card, the one that got away, the one that got away.
Oh, it is. It's on the card.
It's on the card. Yeah. You can repeat what's on the card. And Josie, incorrect challenge, so
sorry.
Giles has another
point. Do I get a point for an incorrect challenge?
No, darling, he gets the point for the incorrect challenge.
Yes, I just
challenge.
Thought I'd try it.
I know. Giles, it's with you. The one that got away, and 37 seconds starting now.
Jennifer Aniston came running up towards me and said, oh, my goodness.
Tony Chalmers.
No, she didn't. She was going out with me at the time.
That is exactly the point. She was, and she was coming to me for help.
Right. What we'll do there is, because we enjoyed the interruption, give you a bonus point because of that, Tony. But it was an incorrect challenge, so because we don't know in his fantasy world whether it was true or not. So
oh, he's allowed a fantasy world then.
Well, he didn't establish it. You had established it was a fantasy. And Giles, another point to you, the one that got away, and there are 33 seconds available, starting now.
In television terms, the one that got away, as far as I'm concerned, was Love Island. I missed the call and was not able to take part in the series. Instead, I have been offered an opportunity to appear in the Real Marigold B&B in Prestatyn, which will...
Tony Challenge.
Repetition of B.
B&B. Well, listen, Tony, it's a fiendish game, isn't it? So, Tony, a correct challenge. 19 seconds are still available. The one that got away, starting now.
I'm not a fisherman, but I have a friend who does like this particular pastime. He's constantly having to get to terms. Come to, if you like to speak English.
Josie.
A repetition of if you like.
If you like, yes. And so, Josie, correct challenge. 8 seconds are still available. The one that got away, starting now.
It's a fisherman tale, isn't it? They're out in the middle of the Atlantic and they tell you the tale of the one...
Oh, Giles Challenge.
Repetition of tale.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
bugger.
He started off...
One was T-A-I-L.
I know it was, darling, but we're working in the realm of sound.
Yes.
Giles, you've got him with 1 second to go.
Giles!
On the one that got away, starting now.
Julia Roberts looked into my eyes!
And so, Giles Brandith was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and we're moving into the final round.
Oh.
You're a very sweet audience. I will give you the situation as we do. Angela Barnes, who hasn't played the game before, she's in a very strong fourth place. Josie Dolans is just ahead of her with a few, about 3 points. Ahead of Josie is Tony Hawkes. But 3 or 4 points ahead of Tony is Giles Brandreth as we begin the final round with Josie Lawrence. God. Subtitles. Josie, tell us something about subtitles in this game, starting now.
Subtitles are at the bottom of a screen, sometimes there for the hard of hearing. I got panicked then. I don't know anything about subtitles.
So, Tony, what was your challenge?
Who was it?
Hesitation.
Yeah, I think there was definite hesitation there. So, 55 seconds are still available, Tony. And you have the subject of subtitles starting now.
For those of our listeners all around the world, subtitles will now be appearing at the bottom of your radios. And you will get a translation of what I'm saying and, interestingly, just how wonderful it is to, in a little box just to the left.
Giles Challenge.
Repetition of just.
Yes. And I think you could have had him for deviation.
Yeah, because
there are subtitles on the radio, yeah. Really. Giles, another point to you. Subtitles, 34 seconds, starting now.
Playing with the Zapper a few years ago, the subtitles suddenly popped up on the screen. I've not been able to get them down yet, waiting for the relevant grandchild to come over.
Tony Challenge.
Turn the telly off.
Oh! I've just thought of something to say about
subtitles. I think Josie should definitely have it now, don't you? She thought of something to say.
If you want to give it to her, because you have the subject.
I will pass because I want to hear what Josie's got to say.
All right, you want to hand it to Josie,
yes.
Your friend?
Yes.
Josie.
Excuse me. Well, obviously, I'm very happy to concede it to everybody. But is there a reason why the subject is being taken away from me?
Yes,
because Tony wants to give it to us.
I understand he's been wanting to give it to Josie for years. And Julia Roberts and the others said no.
Josie
is the last of the ones that got away.
No, Thank you, Giles. I'll give you a bonus point because we enjoyed all that fun and interruption. And as there's only 25 seconds to go, I think you can be generous enough.
I would like to. And I'd like to give it to Angela.
Why don't we make an agreement that when Josie messes up quite soon, it goes to Angela who have a challenge. And then we've got a nice happy ending to this show.
Absolutely.
Tony, you are on my thoughts as well. Exactly what I was going to say. So, Josie, impress us. 25 seconds if you need it, starting now.
I have a very small television screen, and one day, this is true, I couldn't read the subtitles, so I turned the volume up. That's it.
Bonus point to Josie for that lovely line there. And Angela, finish the show for us if you can. Yeah. You've got 15 seconds to go. Subtitles starting now.
I am hard of hearing. I use subtitles when I watch TV, and I understand it's very annoying to watch that box with somebody who uses subtitles.
Giles,
but
it's more
irritating for us.
Tony Challenge.
Nicholas, you interrupted there.
I wanted our first-time player at the game to have a few more points.
Yeah, Nicholas watch. Challenge, repetition of watch, but he's overruling his own challenge.
Right, repetition of watch. So I'm giving you a bonus point for being so clever.
Thank you.
Keep going, Angela. You're about to win the entire game.
So you have 3 seconds to go on. Subtitles are starting now.
I like subtitles when they're on the news.
I will give you the final score. Angela Barnes, who's never played the game before, came from behind and stayed behind. But she did get quite a few points. But she was only 2 points behind. Josie Lawrence, who's played the game many times, great value there. Josie was 3 or 4 points behind Tony Hawks. But he was 4 points behind our leader, Giles Brandreth. So we say, on this particular edition of Just a Minute, Giles, you are the winner. It only remains for me to say thank you to these 4 delightful players of the game, Tony Hawks, Josie Lawrence, Angela Barnes, and Giles Brandreth. I thank Hayley Sterling, who's helped me with the score, and she's blown her whistle with such aplomb when the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank our producer, Victoria Lloyd. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing and fiendishly difficult game. And we're indebted to this lovely audience here in the Radio Theatre who've cheered us on our way magnificently. From them and from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Tune in again at the same time when we play Just a Minute.